Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to have a very special guest by the name of Elena Reckford, and she's going to be doing some universal healing, and also Roy will be calling in. Elena Reckford is a shamaness from Peru, and she does a lot of universal healing, and she can manifest a lot of miracles and things like that. But let's go ahead and bring Roy back on. Roy, are you there? Roy, are you there? Roy, are you there? 801? 801, Roy, are you there? Okay, for some reason he's not coming on. Let's go ahead and go with the 562 area. 562, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good, and how can we help you tonight?
Well, my question is about what do you see happening here financially for me, as far as it seems as though I've been playing, I play cards quite a bit, and it's been nothing but losses, and I want to see what you see with that and what's going to happen.
Okay, can you hold on 1 minute? I'm going to go ahead and bring Roy on. Roy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Adrian.
Okay, Roy, what's on the topic tonight? Looks like we got a caller that just called in, and he just had a quick question for us tonight.
Before we go ahead and answer any questions, and I hope you wait just a minute, we have a special guest that just joined us tonight, and we're going to go ahead and invite her on right now. We're going to go ahead and put you on hold for just a minute, caller from 562 area.
Okay. All right.
And let's go ahead and invite Elena. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. Yeah, we're glad that you were able to make it on tonight. And let me give you all our callers and listeners a little background about you. Elena's located here in Park City, Utah, and she's a shaman from Peru, and she's able to do a lot of DNA work and helping people. Could you give us a little bit more information on that, Elena?
Definitely. So I come from a lineage of a very ancient people, the Incas, and the ancestors of the Incas. And so I was able to have these beautiful gifts that allow me to see in the unseen world, and I can be able to help people in finding the direction what they're looking for.
And could you tell us also, Elena, what can you help people with? I mean, is it only health problems? Can it be abundance? Can it be, what can you do?
Yeah, basically what I do is, there's so many things I can do. I can help people to create abundance. That's definitely one of the gifts. And in that, I also get to work with people who have anxiety, depression. And so what I do is I have this ability to go into the DNA and be able to see how, basically in the atom level, how the protons, neutrons, and electrons work. And according to the behavior of the protons, neutrons, and electrons, I can tell somebody's in balance or somebody's not in balance, then they will develop a scarcity. They will go into not be able to create the things that they want, and they create diseases. So what I do is basically align the communication between the body, the mind, the spirit, and the soul, so that way people can go into, be able to create the things that they want to create.
And that sounds so wonderful. And, you know, we have a caller that was trying to, you know, come on the show, and, you know, we'd like to invite that caller now, and maybe you could give him a quick example of how that works.
Yeah, he's, if I understand right, he is playing cards and nothing's really working for him. And in the sense that he is, well, what I'm sensing is that what he has to do is he has to focus in a different way. He has to be able to see that the experience already with the outcome that he's going to win, and he's going to be able to generate what he's looking for, and then he can change the illusion to a reality where he can win. So if I were him, I would just envision myself like 2 hours after the game, enjoying the money or whatever I got, a fulfilling experience I got from that, and then he can recreate that experience. So like I say, it takes practice, but once you envision something, you are fulfilling the feeling of that and looking into the future, then you can bring that opportunity to you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and invite that caller on the air with us right now. 562, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Were you able to get that message from Alana just now?
Yes, I did. In fact, I do practice that. As far as prior to, I do meditation, and then I envision myself winning and expect nothing but that, and then also the outcome of me enjoying it afterwards. But despite that, it seems as though there, you know, it becomes unlucky at that point. And it's been recently, over the last probably 90 days, it's constant losses.
Okay. So I would like you to look into fulfilling the experience, which means bringing the feelings to the experience. So let's say if you were to be dating someone and you're having problems with the person that you're dating, it's because something is not being fulfilled. But let's say if you want to have a powerful relationship and you envision being happy with that person, then it's a fulfillment feeling, and that's going to happen. So what you have to do is you get to think how you're going to enjoy the money, how you're going to enjoy the opportunities that come with it.
Right.
So you, if you get to focus some of that meditation time into that, what you get to do to fulfill what you want, or how you get to fulfill yourself during the game, that you're the best person in the world, you're the best player, that you are at that type of energy, then you're manifesting and grounding and structuring the win. Is that making sense?
It makes sense. And as I said, I do practice that because I believe in that. But over the last 90 days, that hasn't been successful. And that's why I want to know what's going on.
You're not fulfilling it. So what's really going on there is that you got in a situation, in a disagreement, I don't know, somebody you talk to, and they make you feel bad about you. A block was created in the sense that you took yourself out of the game subconsciously. So what your body is saying right now is, if I win here, then that means that I'm proving that, do I have permission to go into your energy space?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you believe something that changed your game. You believe that in order to be happy, let's say that, you need to please others. So you're going with the idea that when you play these games, you have to please somebody else. You don't have to please anyone but yourself. So don't do something for somebody else but for yourself when you are creating the money or you're playing your game. Then you can share that experience with others. But it has to be all about you first, because that's called trust. You learn to trust in yourself, and then you get to give to others. Is that making sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So don't think about, if I don't make this money, then I won't be able to provide to my family. If I don't make this money, people are going to think I'm stupid. You know, if I don't make this money, if I don't play this game, then I'm a loser. Every time that you're thinking in how you're going to look in front of others, you're already giving your creation away. So go back into your heart and don't think about anybody else, only that you're going to win that for you, because it feels good. As simple as that. You get to own that moment.
And you see that's what's happening specifically with me, and so what do I need to do as far as the meditation and going forward?
Okay, so in the meditation, let me see how you're meditating. Okay, so in the meditation, you're not in charge of your power. So the way how you meditate is, all right, if I take 10 minutes for myself, everybody can be okay. It's like you're not giving a break to yourself. It's just you're constantly thinking what you get to provide for others. Even the most powerful, amazing mothers have to learn to take a break to be able to recharge. So your recharging point is your meditation. In your meditation, think only how you feel about you in a positive way and what you can create for yourself. It's all about you. Mm-hmm.
And then so just as you said, envision as I do about winning and how I'm going to use it, but only about me and no regards for anyone else's.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's like me when, you know, I have a family and I have a wonderful business, but when I go into other dimensions and I have to deal with illusions, I'm not thinking about my kids. I'm not thinking about my family. I'm just going into the other place. The work gets to be done, and then come back home.
Do you believe, though, that there's forces that will say, hey, you're not supposed to be gambling. You're supposed to focus on your work or your job, so therefore we'll keep you away from this type of activity?
There you go. You're listening to the voices of others. They don't know why you're doing it. You are the only one who knows why you're doing it.
Yeah, I know why I'm doing it. I'm trying to master the game. And
they enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with it. If you're being responsible for everything else in your life, maybe that's the way how you recharge. Maybe that's your communication with the money. Maybe that's the part that gets to be so you that you nurture and you love yourself in that moment. So honor that.
But what if it causes financial detriment to your household?
Then that's not for your highest self.
So walk away from it, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is whatever you do in your life, you have to go with a win-win situation. But if you're doing that and you're replacing that and you're running away from something, and that is your escape, it's not for your higher self. What are you escaping from?
Well, it's not that I'm escaping from something. I'm really trying to make money out of it.
Okay, so if you want to make them, if you want to make money, then you have to think that there's no limitations. Okay, let me define that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's say if I were to gamble, okay, and then I know that it really helps me to recharge, but then I want to make money with it, then my behavior has to be different. If I'm going to make money and I'm going to be happy with this, then it has to be a money that's going to provide to me so I can be able to be a great provider. I get to be the provider. I get to be in the responsibility of that. Then I can go and gamble and be able to generate the money and come back to me. But if you go with the idea that you're going to be gambling and then you're not being yourself happy in your environment, I don't think you're going to be able to make the money.
Okay.
Helena, I just wanted to share something with the caller.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a little advice that was given to both Adrian and I by his mentor, the lady who taught him how to read.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, she says one of the biggest reasons that most people, when they gamble, they lose is because they go to gamble. If you go there to win, then you win.
Then that's the intent.
That's the intent.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going, what is your intentions when you go there?
Yeah, and that's how I've always felt. I go, well, I'm the best player, I'm going to win, I'm going to walk out of here with money, and then when it doesn't happen, you know, I'm thinking, it doesn't matter. It almost believes like you cannot manifest anything because you
can
do whatever you
want. Okay, I want you to look at this. When a bowler gets up to knock down all the pins, his or her intention is to knock all the pins down. Is it because of something else that prevented that person from knocking the pins down, or was the energy not there? Because why is it that you can knock and get strikes, you know, 2, 3, 4 times in a row? Something changes because the energy is not there. So what I'm saying is that you have to be at that right vibration.
I wanted to mention, too, that a lot of times your belief system that you believe is not always true. So, you know, what you're believing about yourself, you know, that you can't do something, you know, your unconscious mind is telling you one thing and your subconscious mind is telling you another thing, and, you know, and you believe that you can't do something, or you have the intent that you're expecting it, but in the back of your mind, you think that you can't do it. See what I'm saying? That's what your unconscious mind is telling you.
Okay, I see that.
So you're kind of confusing the universe if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're saying one thing and you're doing another thing.
So I guess, you know, specific to me, what do you see happening?
It's not about what we see, it's about what do you see.
Yeah.
And what do you believe that is true, or your unconscious mind, what is your unconscious mind telling you?
Okay.
Your subconscious mind right now is saying, give up, give up. And so your body is making you lose.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you have to change it to say, I don't have to prove anything. I'm just doing this to have fun. And it's going to be a great experience and good benefits will come from this. If you can change that to that frequency, then you'll start winning again.
But what if you're not doing it just to have fun? You're doing it out of necessity to make money.
You can do the same thing.
Okay. So do you say to yourself, I need to make this money and I'm going to win it?
Let me check. You become desirable to the money. Let me teach you how to do that.
Okay.
I want you to place your hand. And I'm going to give you a frequency that's going to be connected to your body.
Okay.
And that is an atomic frequency. That's actually a proton frequency. So we need to bring that frequency into your heart. And I want you to feel that. That is the energy of feeling desirable. There you go. Let me see what happened. There is this man who's always trying to lock you. Okay. I want you to say three times, I receive, I receive, I receive, and allow that energy to go into your heart.
Okay.
Okay. So you're contaminating yourself by trying to feel like you have to prove something.
Okay.
Just do it for the fun. Yes, you'll use the money to benefit it something, but not
right.
to try to prove something.
Okay.
That's the contamination.
All right.
That's why you stop being desirable. It's like a guy, you know, when he goes into a party and there's a lot of women there, the moment that they feel that they are desirable, then women start looking at them and smiling. But the moment they go there and trying to be cool and show off, it really turns off the female energy.
Right.
And so then they don't even pay attention to him. So that's it. You have to go into being desirable, being yourself, knowing that you're going to win, and change that frequency.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I just wanted to share one other thing. As you were talking, Alana, what came to my mind is that you have to become a money magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to start attracting that money to you, because once you do become desirable, then that's when the money starts coming to you.
Okay.
Feeling good about yourself.
And feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we do need to move on to the next caller
now. Thank
you
very much. Thank you.
And we want to thank you for joining us tonight.
Okay. I'll listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lena, I want you to tell all our callers and listeners, you know, I'm sure they've been listening, as to, you know, I know you have your own show. Could you tell them a little bit about your show and what you do?
You know, I really don't have a show. What I do is I give one message for 10 minutes or 15 minutes a week, every Monday morning. And it's usually related to myself. How do I become an Inca shaman? And the principles that go with it. Because one of the things that I notice is that my gifts get to be stronger and stronger because there's a communication, it's a language. So in order for me to be who I am, I learned since I was 3 years old into a type of communication, a type of understanding of the universe. And if I can give this message to people and they understand that, then it's a possibility that I can awaken to their gifts and have the abundance I have in my life. So to me, it's a great opportunity. But I know we're going to start together every Sunday night, and I'm looking forward to work with you as well.
And we're going to really enjoy you being on our show. And we want to let all our callers and listeners know that, you know, Alana, you know, we do plan on starting this. It'll be a one-hour show. And we welcome all our callers and listeners to join us on Sunday night. And it'll start at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time for 1 hour. And so we're looking forward to this. And let's go ahead and invite another caller on tonight. And if they have any questions, we could see if Elena could help them. Let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 720 area. Hello. 720, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Is it me?
Yes. And
oh,
what's your
hi,
name
Anna.
And where are you from?
Hi, I'm Anastasia, and I'm from Colorado.
From Colorado. That's my home state.
I wanted to ask you that I'm trying to be a famous singer when I get a little older, and I wanted to know what genre I would be most successful in.
Okay, Adrian, now, can you tell her a little bit more about, you know, what's coming in the future?
Well, I could tell you that that I feel from your energy that you have a desire to do what you want to do, and I feel like with that desire, it can take you a very long ways, you know. And I know that you're a little afraid, you know. I sense a lot of fear that, you know, you have a fear of not succeeding. But I feel that in your future that you can succeed in your endeavors, you know, what you want to do, because that's where your guides are taking you. You know, they want to take you into your calling, and I feel that very strongly that you're going to succeed and get what you want. But it's going to take a lot of hard work, a lot of patience, and it's going to take a lot of money. And those are the things that you got to put in consideration, you know, and the responsibilities are going to be very stressful on you. So, you know, so really think about what you want to do and just go with it, because I feel like you're going to do very well.
Okay, thank you.
Now I'm going to, I need to ask you this question. Have you been listening to Elena talk?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'd like to do is have Elena talk to you now and see if she could help you get past, and, you know, so that you can, you know, have a successful career. Elena, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can
I ask you, are you in high school right now? What are you doing right now?
Yeah, I'm in high school.
What year are you in high school?
I'm a freshman going to be a sophomore.
Okay, so sophomore, so you have 3 more years to go. Okay, so this is what I will recommend, okay? You still have a choice on this. Daydream. Think about every day how amazing you're going to be doing in what you want to do. Just daydream, just allow yourself to take some time and start envisioning what you want to create. And the more you get to do that, it will happen. The money will come, everything else will come, but your job is to dream that you're going to be doing it, what you're going to be leaving, who's the people that are going to be with you, and just make it happen. You're training your subconscious level in that way. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you like to do you daydream much?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, do you daydream much?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I heard another psychic told me to do the same thing.
Right. You know, do you understand what daydreaming does for you?
Not really.
See, we all have the ability of manifesting whatever we desire in our lives. We just have to see it and then expect it, and then we project it. And that's when we send it out to the universe, and then we collect it, because the universe is going to send us what we want. We all have that ability.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you. See, me and my son are both in the entertainment industry also. So, you know, when we first got started, you know, we had to go through a lot of struggles, you know, performing and doing all these different things. But you know what? More than any, it's something that you love doing. So do it all the time, you know, because it's something that you resonate with, something that you enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
And you are so welcome. And thank you again for joining our show. We're going to go ahead with the next caller now.
Okay.
Let's go with the caller from the 646 area. Hello.
Hey there.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Chris. I'm calling from Cali.
Okay. I just want to let you know our show is off the air right now, but we can continue to keep talking to you until what's going to happen is you'll just be cut off and you'll lose us, even if we're in the middle of a question or answer. So, you know, I just wanted to let you know that. And we do have a shaman by the name of Elena Radford, and she's from Peru. And if you've been listening to her, she does a wonderful job of, you know, helping people. And how can we help you tonight?
Hi. I was hoping to gain some insight on a relationship question I have with David.
Okay. Adrian, what are you getting on this relationship with David?
Let me look in my chart here, see what's going on. Can you tell me a little bit about what's been going on between you and David?
No communication.
Okay. So you want to know why?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the chart's telling me, I'm looking at the relationship compatibility chart, and it's showing me that there's a lot of trust and safety issues that are going on. And right now he's kind of in his safety zone right now, kind of shutting you off from a lot of trust issues that he's having.
That's very true. And may I just add something to it?
Yes.
She's overriding. What I mean is she's doing all the work. He feels overwhelmed. He wants to do the chasing. He wants to be the male energy. He wants to be the one who makes the moves. But she's not giving him a break. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
I am not giving him a break?
Yeah, it's like, let me tell you a little more about men, okay? They think different than women. We think with the heart, they think with the mind. They have a heart in the mind. So when you're constantly thinking about them or the situation and you don't give them their space, they lose interest.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's why he's shutting her out.
Okay. All right.
My guides are asking me, what do you want from this relationship?
A fulfilling one.
And why don't you feel fulfilled? Is there something missing?
I don't think he's interested in me.
You know, what's interesting, and I want Adrian to quote what Maxwell had told you about love.
Well, there's a difference between what Echo is saying, that there's a difference between, you know, loving someone and unconditional love without conditions. And you have to be really clear on your intent. You know, why you want, what is your intent on loving this person? I mean, can you love yourself? Can you love him? How do you want him to love you? you know, all those intents, you know, all those things that you have in the back of your mind, you know. So you have to be clear on your intent.
And what's your feelings on that, caller?
I don't have any comments on that, no.
Okay. And Elena, is there anything that you could do to help correct whatever she might be missing?
Yeah, she's not clear about her intention because when she was very young, she did not have a clear communication with her father. So she doesn't understand what's the relationship about. So go ahead and place your hand, and I'm going to give you an energy gift. This energy is like a book of light, and it will go into yourself, and it will start teaching you how it feels to have a relationship. And then in the process, you can start fulfilling and have an intention. In order to have an intention, you need to understand what direction, and that's what I'm going to give you, okay? So just go ahead and place your hand. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now in your hand there will be a gift, and that's okay if you don't feel it. Some people feel like a warm feeling. Now you can bring that into your heart. And I want you to say three times, after trying, you know, just try to feel that feeling. That's the feeling. It's pure. It's really pure. So allow that to come into your heart. And I want you to say three times, I receive, I receive, I receive.
I receive, I receive, I receive.
There you go, sweetie. As your new point of reference, what's the relationship about? Just give it. Things are going to start getting to the point where you'll get it. You know, a lot of people ask me, so what do I have to do now? I go like, nothing. You just lay down for that frequency of pure love to process through your body, and things will start happening. Okay?
Well, if I may ask you, do you see that at least my friendship with him will have will kind of revive itself, or that do you see him contacting me, or that what did I do to kind of deserve this?
Okay, so you get to change your behavior, don't you? Aware of acting. I want you to think how special you are, how valuable you are, how amazing you are, how anybody who can be with you is the most lucky man. And so next time that you see him or you talk to him, you're in that energy, and he's going to see that. That's very attractive. And then he's going to start asking his questions, and you're just going to allow yourself to be into, you are lucky. It's like you value you. It's like talking into the relationship with your father. You never got that. Your father never made you believe how valuable. I mean, he couldn't see that. I mean, he tried, but he couldn't. So you just feel that. And then he's going to feel very attractive to that. Is that making sense?
Yeah, and I wonder if there is, you know, is this salvageable, or that this is kind of...
It is.
It is salvageable.
Mm-hmm. But remember, you get to do the change, the frequency in your body.
You truly think that he has an interest in me? Because I just think that maybe he thinks I'm not good enough.
And that's the problem. That's exactly what is the problem. If you think you're good enough, he's going to see that.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
I do too, 100%.
Yeah.
It's all about feeling good. It's all about loving
yeah.
yourself, knowing who you are.
When do you see that I will have any sorts of communication with him next, so I can mentally prepare?
2 weeks. If you get to, you start today in this specific one. Now, remember, the future is defined according how you perform or who you are in the present. But if in this specific moment you were to feel that you're valuable and you're good enough, give it like 2 weeks and change. And if it doesn't happen, it's because you just did not go to that space where you make yourself feel like you're valuable. So it's up to you.
Yes. And again, when do you see that I'll see him again or contact or be in communication with him again?
You know, when I work in research and development and in a corporate level, it's the behavior that you choose to do that will change the outcome. So sometimes I go into businesses that there's no any hope that can take the product to the next level. And when they change the way of thinking, the future changes. So with you, it's not different. You have to go into your space and make the change, and the possibility will come.
I see. I see what you're saying. If I may ask about the reason why I've been feeling very, doubtful about myself is because my career has been, going nowhere, and my employers have been just very abusive. And I wonder, if that was a big part of it and what's going to happen to my boss.
I think what's going to happen to your boss, to like everybody else who's around you, if you're still thinking that you're the victim, they are going to not be, that's the environment that you're going to create. And right now you're thinking you're the victim, but you're not. You have to be in charge of your choices. And things are going to change. Is that making sense?
Well, I do feel like things are changing because luck is coming my way. I just went through like a period where nothing was opening, nothing. It's as if things were withheld from me on purpose. And I am starting to see the floodgate is finally opening up a little bit.
Okay, so I want you to do this. I want you to go into this space and think, why are you being so resentful about what happened in the past, and change that. Forgive the person for whatever did to you, and then that energy of forgiveness will come back to you, and you'll be more clear and more focused in what you want to do.
So what about those people who did all these wrongful things to me, and what's going to happen to them?
When you go into the energy of forgiveness, there is so much justice that they have to take back what they created for you. You cannot do it alone.
What does that mean?
For instance, when I work with all my work a lot with people who have been sexually abused. And I say, if you don't forgive them, that means that you're carrying the whole thing. If you forgive them, it's like hiring a whole police department. 100 police are going to go after him, and they're going to make him accountable. So forgiveness literally is just getting a team that will support you into making people accountable for the damage that was done.
It's a matter of releasing the resentment.
Yeah, I know. I just do it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. That was very helpful.
You're welcome, sweetie. I hope you can come on Sunday again, next Sunday that we're starting together.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, we want to thank, all our callers, that you've been listening tonight, and again, we want to invite everybody back next Sunday, and we'll be doing this for an hour, and so we're looking forward to another great night with Delena, and let's go ahead and see if we could get one more caller in before we go off the air. We're off the air, but off the recording time, 813 area. Well, we lost that last person. Again, Helena, we want to thank you, for joining us, and we're looking forward to working, with you on this, and
have
a great night.
Thank you for having me tonight. You have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
A wonderful night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.